Video, 7 Bodies, Including Teen Girls and Sex Offender Discovered in Oklahoma. By Amy Furr on May 2, 2023. 7 bodies have been found in the backyard of a property in Henrietta, Oklahoma, and authorities have named 2 missing teenage victims among them. 14-year-old Ivy Webster and 16-year-old Brittany Brewer were last seen with 39-year-old Jesse McFadden, who was a registered sex offender, News on 6 reported Monday. Searchers also located McFadden's body in a rural area near Henrietta. According to officials, the girls were supposed to spend the weekend with McFadden and his family. Webster's mother said the occasion was a sleepover for the man's teenage daughter, The Independent noted. The girls were supposed to be home on Sunday, April 30 at 5 p.m., but they never showed up. OHP issued a missing and endangered alert for the girls on Monday, May 1, the News on 6 article said. Images show Webster, Brewer, McFadden and the property where the bodies were located. When a search warrant was executed Monday at the man's home, deputies found the bodies believed to be those of the missing teens and McFadden. However, authorities have not yet officially identified the other 4 victims involved in the case. McFadden was a registered sex offender who was supposed to stand trial Monday, May 1, in Muskogee County, the News on 6 report continued. He was charged in 2017 with using a contraband cell phone in prison to send sexual messages to a teenage girl. He was in prison at that time after being convicted of rape in 2003 in Pittsburgh County, the outlet added. During a vigil Monday evening, Brewer's father said it was a parent's worst nightmare and I am just lost. Aerial video footage shows the property that includes a pond and livestock. We are no longer looking. We believe to have found everything that we were seeking this morning, Okmulgee County Sheriff Eddie Rice told reporters. When asked why he returned to the scene, Webster's father said he wanted to see her. I wanted answers. I wanted to go on the land and get answers myself and I know I can't. But we need to be told the answers of everything here soon. I'm tired of hearing we can't know right now and that's frustrating. We need to know. Everybody needs to know, he added. According to The Independent, it remained unclear how the victims died. The outlet also noted that while officials searched for the girls, Webster's parents said they did not know about McFadden's past and Brewer's father said they had been to the home many times but nothing ever happened.